Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show with minister, author, and entrepreneur, Teresita Glasgow.
Hello, 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 everyone. How are you today? It has been quite a while since I've been on the show. I took a little break, working on a bunch of other things, and just needed to take a break. And today I said, you know, I'm going to go back and do the radio show today and discuss some transitions, because change is all around us. And I know you see the constant changes that are going on in the news and in the world and, you know, just all around us, not to even mention the things that are going on in our personal lives and our businesses. And so I've been undergoing quite a bit of change myself recently. And so I decided that I would take off after I did that long 11-episode tribute to Dr. Miles Monroe and take some time and focus on some other areas of my business and also my life. And I wanted to tell all the fathers out there, Happy Father's Day. I know Sunday is Father's Day, so Happy Father's Day to you. And a special shout out to my oldest brother. He and his wife, Celine, are celebrating 52 years of marriage. And so I just wanted to say happy anniversary to them. And that's quite a feat. 52 years they have been married. And so today's show is going to be about transitions and about change. And I'm going to discuss really kind of transparently some of the things that have been going on with me. This is the 10th year that In His Season, which is my company, Christian Training and Development, has been in existence. And as I looked back over the years and saw where we got our inception and our start and how we began and, you know, how we put together the things that, you know, our business plan or lack thereof in the very beginning, and, you know, our mission statement and what we wanted to do, I realized that early on in the very beginning, we really didn't have much of any of that. We were just kind of moving out in faith. I knew that God had called us to do something, wasn't really quite sure exactly what it was, knew it was teaching, around teaching. And, you know, I mean, even at that point, I hadn't gone to ministry school yet, wasn't a minister. Didn't really feel as though that I was really called into the ministry, although I knew that I did have a teaching call on my life. And so what I did was started out in faith, just got out there, you know, jumped into the fray, so to speak, and began doing a bunch of things. Now, I had already written my book, so I was already a published author. And through the years, we always take a look and an assessment at what we've projected and how things are working out. And, you know, everything hasn't been perfect, but it has not been really terrible either. And so, but we're at a milestone now. And so being at a milestone, you have to look at things differently. Expectations are a little bit different. And sometimes you're going into new territory. And so that's what I've been doing, is going into new territory. And then fine-tuning some of the things that initially we just jumped into with no knowledge of anything that was going on, really. And now we've got a lot more knowledge, a lot more fine-tuned, have mentors and you know, others around us to help. So that's a little bit about what I've been doing, and looking at transition, looking at change. Also, currently I'm in two projects that I'm very, very, very extremely excited about. One of them is a writing project, and it is a book, and it's a collaboration. I believe there are 11 of us, and also there's the person who we are, who, well, let me explain it like this. I received a message, my inbox, asking me if I would consider doing a writing collaboration. And I knew the person. Basically, I know her from social media, but we have some good friends. And so we discussed it. And at that particular time, I wasn't really available to do it. And so I said no initially. And as the Lord would want it to happen, it came back around several months later. And she contacted me, and, you know, I looked at everything, and I said, you know, I'm going to do this, and really felt strongly that it was the leading of the Holy Spirit. So I became part of that group, and what it is each of us is writing a chapter on the topic, and it's so that book project will be. It's behind schedule, but, you know, if you've ever planned a project, especially when you're collaborating with a lot of different people, and then we've had some people leave, some new people come, and so it is behind schedule, but the project is going to be awesome. I feel it in my spirit. This book is going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic. And so I believe that we're on schedule right now to probably finish with the publishing around the end of August, but that will be, that's to be determined. But right now we're saying the end of August, and I'm really looking forward to that. And then recently I signed something else that's going to be taking place also in August, but in Washington, D.C. And so I'm just now really getting into that that activity and want to see what that's about. I've been telling you guys, even during the whole time when I was doing the episodes for the Miles Monroe, that I about the whole my whole involvement with Toastmasters, the organization of Toastmasters. I set out at the beginning of the year to achieve some goals around Toastmasters, and more specifically around speaking. I did join Toastmasters last year, and those goals were close to my heart as far as the speaking was concerned, even at the end of last year. But when the new year came in, I was a lot more focused and a lot more intentional on the specifics about what it was that I really wanted to achieve with my involvement in Toastmasters. And I've been able to reach a lot of those goals, and I probably can say I have really surpassed some of those goals. I just went to another, a new level. I think I am an advanced communicator bronze now, and advanced leadership bronze and advanced communication bronze. And, you know, if you don't know Toastmasters, you don't really know what that means, but it's one of the levels, or how can I say this? Not really. I don't want to say levels. It's a progression that you go to, going toward your DTM, your Distinguished Toastmasters, which is the highest that you can get to, and it's quite a feat. Sometimes people take years to get there. I've been very focused and very deliberate, and so I'm moving right into not that far. I still have a number of things to do before I'll be that, but I'm much closer to it than I thought I was going to be, and. I never planned to do national contests, so that was like icing on the cake for me as far as my goals and moving and transitioning and changing and moving through my whole Toastmasters experience. And so, of course, that's still going on because I'm a member of the organization. So I've been speaking a lot, just put it like that. I've been speaking a lot. And one of the things about Toastmasters is that they have these manuals that they actually, on each core that you go through, there are manuals. And when you come out of the basic and go into the advanced, the manuals are, you know, there's a summary that pretty much tells you what type of speech you have to get. Now, you have to, you know, pull the speech together, write it, and so on and so forth. But there is a criteria there, and there are goals even within the speech of things that you want to happen, like vocal variety and, you know, speaking body language and different things like that, that you get training in. And so that's a little bit of about what I've been doing. So even going through that, I kind of shift focus back to the business and began looking at the business and pulling it apart and, you know, trying to determine what parts of the business should stay and what parts of it should go, you know. And it's all about change and it's all about transition. One of the interesting things is I gave a talk last week and it was called Know Your Audience. And it was a very interesting talk. And, you know, it gave you all the different steps that you need in order to know your audience. And let me see if I can find some of just the – let's see. Talked about knowing your audience and the variables like diversity in the group and age range, male to female ratio, occupational and economic status, educational background, political orientation, leisure activities. All of this was some of the Know Your Audience information. And as I was doing that talk and even afterwards, I thought it was funny because one of the challenges has been for me in the business is knowing our audience. And I know you may be saying to yourself right now, why? I mean, because if you're in business, you better know your target market. You better know who you're marketing to. If you want to sell anything, you have to know who you're marketing to. What are their likes, their dislikes? If they like you, if they don't like you, you have to know who you're marketing to. And so when the business started, it is a Christian training and development company. And that being said, back then, when we first started, which was 10 years ago, I'm not sure how many Christian training and development companies there were. A lot of the things that happen for training are done in the church, but all of the things that are done in the church, and it depends on the church you go to because not all churches are the same, are on a spiritual level and not necessarily a practical level, like who's teaching social media, who's teaching business, who's teaching WordPress, who's teaching about certain apps and different things like that that you have to know in the marketplace nowadays. So many people transitioning out of the workforce as we know it, the traditional workforce, and trying to open small businesses of their own. And the church may be somewhat ill-equipped, at least at that point in time, because no one was focusing on it. There are certainly enough people in the congregation. If you want to pull people out of the congregation to set up workshops and different things like that, you know, definitely would have the ability to do that. Well, at that time, I didn't see a lot of that happening. I think that has increased. And certainly, as I said before, it really depends on the church that you attend. So here we are now, and we still have this business model, which is Christian training and development. And that's what we are, Christian training and development. One of the snags that we ran into early on was a lot of what I like to do with social media. And not everyone back then, not everyone was really involved in social media. I kind of jumped in thinking, oh, everybody's going to love this. And, you know, it was not that way. It's kind of like the story about the salesman that goes to the outback to sell shoes to the Aborigines. I don't know if you've ever heard that story. But the story goes is that there are two salesmen, competing companies, and they both travel to the outback in Australia, and they're both shoe salesmen. And so when they arrive in the outback, the first salesman calls back to the home office and says, no need to ship shoes or anything here because Aborigines don't wear shoes. And then the other salesman calls back to his home office, and he's very excited, and he says, ship all the shoes you can because Aborigines don't wear shoes. And the whole analogy of that story is about perspective. You know, on the one hand, I was seeing that there was not a lot of buy-in to social media. On the other hand, does that mean that I work less or I work harder to stir up that buy-in to social media? Well, an interesting thing happened, quite a phenomenon, I guess, was that people began to be more and more interested in social media on their own, I guess between their children and, you know, whatever was going on in their lives. Facebook started to get a lot more traction within the Christian community. Now, to tell you just how far back it was when we started, I don't think Facebook was even up. We were doing, what is the name of the social media, which is totally gone away now. It doesn't even exist. It may still exist out there, but I can't think of it anyway. So we were on some of the earlier sites that are nowhere near like the sites that we have now. Like, this is like Web 2.0 or so, where you actually exchange information, and, you know, not only can you talk to someone, but they can essentially message you back or talk back to you or answer or whatever. Before, it was just posting. You just posted, and there was no way for a person to speak back to you, nor did I don't think anyone even anticipated that they wanted anyone to speak back to them. And so now it's just like a totally different environment on social media. And we are still doing Christian training and development, but along those lines, there still exists that opportunity, like the salesman with the shoes, because not everyone really knows what social media is used for in business. A lot of people are really just being social and don't have any clue as to how they could use social media in business. And so what we're trying to gear up for is to do more of what we've been doing, but maybe do some of it a little bit differently. And so it is a transition, it is a change. And one of the things that we're finding is that we are a Christian training and development company, but a lot of people who have began to follow us recently, because we're doing organic growth. If you look at my numbers on social media, the growth, as how many friends or how many likes and all that in Facebook and all the others, it seems very low. We haven't bought any, you know, you can go out and actually buy people to follow you and everything, or buy leads or what have you. We haven't done any of that at all, and we really haven't been aggressive trying to increase those numbers. We've just basically been putting out whatever information we put out and then see what happens as far as the growth of our followers and such. And so recently we've been doing a lot more, we've got a lot more activity, but the people who tend to want to follow are, I don't know if they're Christians or not, all I know is that they're interested in social media, they're interested in writing, they're interested in producing, so that whole business development, web development, all of that. Those are the people who have been jumping on board and saying, yeah, you know, I want to see what you guys are putting out. So it's interesting because now the following is somewhat of Christians, and I really would venture to say non-Christians. And as we move forward and grow, I think that's going to be an interesting dynamic. Because we do publish a lot of Christian stuff, just like scripture and everything, you know. I mean, my blog is Bible Business and Coffee, and I've not been actively blogging on anything. But as we get more into that, we've really just been disseminating a lot of information through social media, and not necessarily on the blog. And you know, as I do my talks here, sometimes I interview like business people or ministers or, you know, other people, successful people, and that has had an impact, but it's just an interesting dynamic to see who actually is jumping on board. I guess as Seth Godin would say, who's your tribe, who's going to be your followers? And the people who are following really are not necessarily the people who are in my target market. So that is that's kind of interesting to me. So, you know, as I'm talking here and I'm just discussing with you, just being very transparent, I wanted to do some changes with the radio show, and I'm sure that is going to happen as well. As I set out initially, we did mostly interviews, a lot of interviews in the beginning. And then I started doing this, like, the one-woman show where I'm just talking. And something interesting happened this week, and it kind of was exciting to me because I was listening to a podcast, and these guys have been podcasting for years. And one of them, there's two guys. They do a host and a co-host, and the co-host stepped down. He didn't want to do it anymore, and so the host was there, and they had a guest on who was also a podcaster, and as they were talking, the other podcaster who had joined the show to talk to those two said, you know, basically he does a one man thing. I didn't think anybody out there was just talking. And that's how his show is organized, and that's how his show is set up. So I thought in that regard, okay, you're not as strange as you think you are. Sometimes you just want to give out information, and you do these one-woman things. And I'm not really sure what really to call it. I mean, it's just me either going through books or going through, you know, some John Maxwell stuff. Or, matter of fact, I have a couple of things that I wanted to just go over, maybe just two of them because time is winding down. I'm looking at 31 facts you should know about your assignment. And your assignment is your calling, the thing that God has given you to do while you're in the earth realm. And you know, I love Dr. Mike Murdoch, and so this is some of his writings, and this is 31 facts you should know about your assignment. And I'm only going to go through a couple of them. Number one, everything God created was created to solve a problem. And you find that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 and verse 21 through 23. Also in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 11. Then number two, your assignment is always to a person or a people. And that's Genesis chapter 50, verse 19 through 20, and Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 10. And then number three, your assignment is not your decision, but your discovery. And that's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12. Because at the end of the day, really, the entire basis for the existence of In His Season is to help people navigate through their assignment. And sometimes that's going to be helping someone with social media. Sometimes that's going to be helping someone with their book. Now, we don't publish for others, but we do consult and walk people through some of the mechanics that need to be done before they maybe enter a contract or do their publishing, or either on their own or find someone else to work with them to do the publishing. Maybe it's going to be helping someone get that snag or that hurdle of that of a mental block, you know, because a lot of it really goes back to mindset, to help them engage in what it is that God has given them to do so that they can do their assignment. At the end of the day, that's what In His Season is here for. And so, you know, as I transition through a lot of the things that's coming up, I just want to say to you guys, thank you so much for supporting the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show. And on this path, and even through the transition and change, of course, you know, if you want to reach out to us, you can always do that by visiting our website. You can go to TeresitaGlasgow.com or InHisSeason.com to reach out to us. Thank you for tuning in and listening to what I had to discuss today about what's going on with me and the company and the radio show and all of that. And listen, if you have any suggestions for upcoming shows or any information that you want to share, you can always email me at info@inhisseason.com. That's info@inhisseason.com. Thanks for tuning in, and please tune in again next week.
You've been listening to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show. Teresita Glasgow is the founder of In His Season Incorporated, a Christian corporation whose mission is to motivate, stimulate, and encourage individuals to reach beyond their limitations to their God-given possibilities. Visit us online at InHisSeason.com for more information on Teresita Glasgow, In His Season Incorporated, or to get your copy of her books, Destiny, 7 Steps to Finding and Fulfilling Your Purpose in Life, and How to Start a Business on a Shoestring Budget. Be your own boss now. Now available for download on Amazon Kindle. Visit Amazon.com for your copy today. You can also download a copy of this show as well as archived shows. Just visit blogtalkradio.com/Teresita Glasgow or iTunes.com to subscribe. Check out Teresita's blog, Salt and Light, for daily inspiration and free information designed to enhance your business and your life. Be sure to follow Teresita on Twitter and like her on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and join us again next time for more of the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show.